Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Acting on a tip from U.S. intelligence, Pakistani troops have rescued a U.S.-Canadian family from a tribal region near the Afghan border, President Trump praising the release of the family.
The United States government, working with the government of Pakistan, secured the release of Caitlin Coleman, Joshua Boyle, and their three children from captivity from the Haqqani Network, a terrorist organization with ties to the Taliban.
U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis gave reporters almost no information on the operation that led to the family's freedom, other than to say it's a good moment, he said, and we intend to work with Pakistan in a collaborative way in the future to stop terrorism that includes kidnapping. United States says it is withdrawing from UNESCO, accusing the organization of anti-Israel bias. Chris Heckedorn is in charge of the U.S. mission to UNESCO.
This has absolutely nothing to do with the current election cycle. As I said, this is a decision that was taken after very careful months and months of deliberation and careful review.
Hours later, Israel announced that it would be leaving the UN body. UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific, and Culture Organization, responded with regret over the U.S. decision. Palestinian Hamas faction says it has reached a deal with its rival Fatah over political reconciliation. News reports say the deal includes a plan to hand over responsibility of the Rafah border crossing in Gaza to the United government, follows last month's decision by Hamas to allow Fatah to resume control of Gaza. This is VOA News.